Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Arizona. Crooked recount going on from Cyber Ninja, owned by a QAnon-leaning guy. Has already said it's a crooked election because Trump lost. That's why it was crooked in his opinion. And they turned over 2.1 million original ballots, presidential ballots, to the Cyber Ninja. That should not have happened. At best, what they should have done is force Cyber Ninja to have them Xeroxed by the state, not by Cyber Ninja. They're using ultraviolet, trying to smudge these ballots. They're going to come back and say, we tossed just enough ballots so that Biden lost Arizona. They were damaged ballots. That's what they're going to say. Well, two developments came out in that, and they're down there working away. I mean, you might as well turn over these ballots to QAnon, to Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's who you might as well turn them over to. It should never happen again. They're close to doing it in Michigan. There should be a law, no original ballots go to a third party, a partisan third party. No, none. A court wouldn't permit that with exhibits in court, the originals, to go unsupervised in the possession of an interested third party, because there will be fraud, there'll be alteration, there'll be destruction, there'll be unexplained loss. Well, now there are two other developments in Arizona. One of them is there is now, quote, no deadline for completing their work. No deadline. Before that, they set a deadline of May 14. May 14 is 10 days from now. There's no way you can count 2.1 million ballots by hand. There have been monitors in there looking at what they're doing. They could take an hour to count 50 ballots, scrutinizing them for any irregularity that they can gin up to throw out a Democratic ballot for Biden. They're not going to throw out many Trump ballots. They throw out any Trump ballots just to make it look good. So when is this going to be done? They don't know. Months. They will sit there. They will sit there like vultures, hovering over the carcass, pecking away until they can destroy enough ballots for Biden supposedly to lose. But here's another thing that had not occurred to me. It should have occurred to me. And now the scales have fallen from my eyes. Who's paying for this? How much does it cost? You have a whole huge room full of people spending full time doing this. They're not doing it pro bono. They're getting paid and they have instructions. And Cyber Ninja has been ordered by a court to release the instructions that they gave to people, and they won't do it because the instructions say use ultraviolet rays to try to smudge or brown up a ballot to the point where you can say it's unclear and throw it out if it's a Biden vote. They don't want that to be shown. But it turns out that they were given $150,000 from the state of Arizona, from the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican Arizona legislature, $150,000 of taxpayer money to do this. But somebody else pointed out, you can't do this for $150,000. When they did hand-counted ballots elsewhere, it can cost $3 or $4 million. And then they fessed up. They said, we are getting money from private donors. And somebody said, okay, which private donors? And they said, we're not telling you. They have a right to privacy. And then somebody said, well, how much are they giving? And they said, we are not going to disclose that because they have a right to privacy. You know, what's going on down in Arizona? Republican donors who want to gin up the rumor that Biden lost by having this crooked audit and then do it in enough other states and then say, see, he lost. and it won't have any legal consequence. The U.S. Supreme Court's not going to tolerate that. But you know how much violence there's going to be in the next couple of years? Do you know how much obstruction of Biden there's going to be? How much division there is going to be? All because Arizona judges are permitting this to go on. They should not have permitted it to go on. They should not have permitted original ballots to go into private hands of people like this or anybody, any private hands. They should require complete disclosure of all amounts being contributed to this. This is not a question of just, normal black ops on the Republican part. These are our presidential ballots. Who's giving this money and how much are they giving? Going to the lines, they're lighting up. First of all, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I apologize if you've already brought this up. I just turned the show on. But not only that, in this Arizona situation, look at the people counting them. You've heard about the guy that's thrown off a police force. He was part of the insurrection on January 6th. You know, I told the devil's advocates yesterday afternoon, and I'll stand by it. This is more Stalinistic than you can get, because basically what they're saying is, what did Stalin say? I'm paraphrasing. It's not who votes, but who counts the votes. I mean,
right.
They want to be, it's just unbelievable. This gentleman was thrown off a police department, has, to my knowledge, what I've heard about him too, is that he's just, you know, he was a congressman from out there, apparently. He lost, and now he's counting votes. This is just totally run amok.
Right. I know who you're talking about. He was a legislator. He also was at the insurrection, and he is simple. It's like letting Trump, one of Trump's sons, do it. That's what it's exactly. And you're talking about the old communist thing that it doesn't matter who's voting in the election. It's who counts the votes. That's what's happening, very much like Putin would do. Thanks for calling, Dick. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just started getting my Irish up here. I mean, if they try to do that here in Wisconsin, it's just such ludicrous. If I had a private company counting, you know, people's ballots, the presidential ballots, you know, what about my privacy? I mean, what the heck is going on in this country? Trump shouldn't even be allowed to run again. I just really, you know, sometimes I get so hopeless because it's like it's gone on slow about 40 years now with Reaganomics and everything, changing the Constitution.
Well, Bessie, all I can say is we're the greatest country in the world. We always have been. We always will be. You know, we've had our failings, but by and large, we are the cradle of democracy. We really are. We're a beacon to the world. These are hackneyed phrases. They're very true. Everybody wants to come here. We are liberal Western democracy, the essence of it, the protectors of Europe, the protectors of Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And the fact of the matter is we're going to persist. And the fact is Trump's a crook. And one way to get him out of running again is going to be to indict him. And that's in progress. The other thing is this is a crooked deal going on in Arizona, and it can't be allowed to spread. It won't come to Wisconsin, but it's trying to come to Michigan. So let's stand by. Betsy, we're going to a break. Thank you, as always, for calling. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.